Yudnisan Siman Kufit Ches Halacha Hey to Halacha Ches. So we're continuing with the preparation of the Seder night. And as the Kitza teaches us a beautiful Hakdama, the preface to this halacha is that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chacham instituted that on the table, when we're saying the Agada, you should have two cooked items. One is for the to remind us of the Korban Pesach, and one to remind us of the Korban Chagiga. These are two sacrifices that were brought. The main one was a Korban Pesach, meaning specific for Korban for Pesach. The Korban Chagiga is a Korban that was brought throughout the different Yom Tovim. Now the minhag became that one of these items is meat, and it should be preferably from what's called the Zroya. Again, really, you could have used anything. It's just two items, but they appropriately used what's called the Zroya, the shank bone is called in English. And why is that? They chose a piece of meat that actually has a bone to remind us why a Zroya, Zroya is a shank bone, to remember that Hashem redeemed us bizroya netuya, an outstretched arm. Now, another halacha, part of this process is that it should be nitzla legecholim. That means that it should be roasted on coals, zecher to the Korban Pesach, that had to be roasted. Now, some have a different, there's many customs on this. Some actually roast it just a half, because that's actually the requirement of Korban Pesach, and then the rest they cook. Different customs. Some actually don't even use meat, they use from birds. Someone asked me the shaila this year. The second item is an egg. And why would you use an egg as a remember to remind us of the Korban Chagiga? So the answer the Kitza says is based on the fact the Poskim really bring this down that an egg is called a beah. And beah in Aramaic means desire. It reminds us the Bayrachmana the Mifrik Asana Bidro Meroimma that Hashem wanted to redeem us with an exalted arm. And probably really a connection to the Zroi Netuya. And interesting that maybe the boy also means in the future. Okay, the mice of the kids are taiches. I don't know if the kids are to put that in the Piske Chuvis. They're speaking about the past, Bizroi Netuya, an outstretched arm. So we have these two items. Now the egg, you could roast it or you could cook it, because technically the Korban Chagiga could be eaten either way. And the Kitza also teaches us that it should be roasted and cooked Erev Yom Tov. Now, if it's Shabbos, obviously you can't do it. If it's mostly Shabbos, meaning, so now you're allowed to cook it, or if it's Shabbos, you obviously can do it. If it's Yom Tov, regular Yom Tov, so then technically you should be able to cook it and roast it. The only concern is you're not allowed to roast or cook something that you're not going to eat. So the question is this good enough to be considered the tzarech? So the Kitza says you can't. But if you, and now, so what's the problem? So roast it and eat it. You can't eat roasted meat, but you can eat it during the day. So that's really the idea that the Kitza says, tzarech lechlan b'yom tov rishon. And the same thing with the second night, you have to eat it. On the second day, you cannot cook from one yom tov to the other. It could be mamash and nisa doraisa of cooking from day, from kodesh to chol. And the Kitza also says, that if you should, certainly should never throw it away. It means anything that was used for mitzvah should be eaten, even in Yom Tov Sheni and the other foods. Okay, next. The next halacha is preparing where you're going to sit. This api chasidus and api kabbalah is a big deal. That's why you shouldn't have anyone else do it. Preferably you should do it. Prepare your chair. Prepare exactly how you're going to do the reclining. Reclining has to be done to your left. Even if you're lefty, you have to be done to your left. Although it's interesting, Poskim say that if you're lefty and you did it to your right, you're still yoitzeh. There's two reasons for that. The left, you don't lean to your right because it's difficult to eat with your right, and also because it's more dangerous. Shemiyakim with kana levesha, the person might swallow food and choke. The kaira, famous kaira, should also be preferably prepared by boidiyim. And the main idea is in order that when you come home from shul, you right away do kiddush, which is one of the big requirements when it comes to Pesach night, to start right away so the kids are still up. The Kitza says another interesting halacha, that even though usually during the year, we actually are not, we don't put out a lot of utensils and beautiful utensils. Why is Zeche L'Chorban? Try to remember the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. There's an inyan to have something empty, it's put down in halacha, it's not so much kept today, an empty spot on the table, an empty pot on the like a plate on the table. Now, Shabbos is all this the discussion if you do it on Shabbos or not, but in any case, Pesach night is different. There's an inyan to be malbec kelim, to have a lot of utensils, beautiful utensils, gold, silver. The husband and wife are supposed to dress up kingly. And even if these kelim are something you don't even need, it should be on the table. It's all zeichel lecheres. I saw another explanation also. That, you know, is a famous Ma'aril. He says if you have utensils that you have as a mashkan, you should also put on the table. Why would you do that? You know why? Because we borrowed utensils from other people, meaning from the non-Jewish people in Mitzrayim. So it's a zeichel to that too. Okay, next is the discussion of how to set up the kaira. Interesting that although there's a shita, there's different opinions, but mainly there's the Ramah that gives a Seder of the Kaira, how to put things based on what comes first in the mitzvahs, in the order of mitzvahs. So this way, not over, and whenever you have a mitzvah in front of you, in Ma'avir and other mitzvahs. But here, it seems that everyone, I think everyone, a lot of people, and also the Paiskim, including the Kitzur, set up the Kaira based on the Arizal, which makes it very Kabbalistic. So how does it work exactly? So let's see. You put the three matzahs in the kaira, and you spread in them a nice mappa, and then you place the zroya. Shaila is where exactly you place it on top. It also depends what you have in you in front of you, but generally speaking, you have the matzahs, and then you have the zroya. That means the shankbun on the right, the egg on the left. That's connected. So the three matzahs is connected. Chabad, chochma bina das, the zroya. And the beitza is keneged chesed and gevura. Then you have moro, one of the moros. Then you have the charoises, so the moros tiferes. Then you have charoises below the zroya and the kalpas below the egg. That's keneged netzachoid. And then your side, which is moro. This is the setup based on the Arizal. I'll tell you a cute thing that I remember many years ago. It goes back 30 years ago. I think I just got smicha and I was excited for Pesach. And my neighbor asked me, sent me a shayla. The mother sent a shayla that she knew the egg has to be roasted, but she didn't know is the egg roasted? Because as we said, you could roast it or you could cook it. The egg representing the Kohen Chagig should be roasted. With the peel or without the peel? And I remember I was going crazy looking all over the Sfarim, especially in those days. You didn't have nothing, Google, nothing. And I didn't know, couldn't find the answer. So lo and behold, that it seems to be, you would even expect a Shaila, but I found in the Piskachuvus, he says, really two different opinions. And it could be that's Kabbalistic. Maybe the peel, the klipa, represents that you have to roast it. In any case, I'm just leaving you off with some interesting food for thought. Egg for thought over Shabbos. Have a beautiful Shabbos.